In the glittering world of Valenda, dreams are never just dreams. For 2 months, Donatella Drogna has been caught in a peculiar ritual. Legend visits her nightly dreamscapes, asking if she wants to collect her prize for winning his magical game. These dreams shift between enchanting and ominous, from frost-covered forests to ethereal churches filled with ghost-thin dancers and watchful portraits. Unlike his alter ego Dante, Legend maintains a careful distance, never touching her, though his eyes follow her with unmistakable intensity. Their conversations crackle with unresolved tension, a game where caring means losing. "I'm done with games," Tella insists, though both know this is far from true. What she truly wants isn't Legend's dazzling illusion, but the real man behind the performance. When their dream encounters take a terrifying turn, poisonous green flames consuming Legend as he warns her to wake, Tella awakens clutching a dead butterfly. The next night, he doesn't appear at all. Following a glimpse of him during the Sun Festival, she witnesses something disturbing. Legend meeting a stunning red-haired woman named Esmeralda, drinking blood from her wrist until her beauty diminishes. The callous way he treats the woman, who apparently created him, leaves Tella shaken. If he would betray his creator, wouldn't he betray anyone? While Tella grapples with her feelings for Legend, Scarlet finds herself torn between two men, Count Nicholas Darcy, representing stability and societal values, and Julian, Legend's mysterious, immortal performer who offers passion but uncertainty. During tea at Nicholas's estate, Scarlet impulsively proposes a formal courtship competition with tasks to win her hand. The rules establish 3 days per task, with the first challenge requiring a unique gift. Each victory earns a kiss, with the ultimate winner claiming her in marriage. The competition reveals both men's characters. Julian demonstrates profound commitment, with a crimson star permanently tattooed on his skin in her honor. Nicholas responds with refinement, presenting an exquisitely crafted crystal watering can. Though the competition appears balanced, Scarlet realizes a hidden truth. There's no real competition. Julian won my heart long ago. Before she can pursue her true feelings, an unexpected tragedy disrupts everything. Returning to their boarding house, Tella finds her mother, Paloma, awake from her enchanted sleep. This joy proves fleeting when Paloma vanishes, leaving only a warning about the awakening fates endangering her daughters. Following magical traces through the city, Tella discovers her mother transformed, wearing black leather and garnet red gloves, armed with a dagger. Paloma betrays Tella with a paralyzing poison. Hidden behind a circus wheel, Tella watches her mother meet a man named Gavriel, who seeks revenge against Paloma for trapping him in the deck of destiny. The confrontation ends with Gavriel fatally stabbing Paloma. Jax, the dangerous Prince of Hearts, rescues the paralyzed Tella and offers to temporarily remove her pain through his fate powers. Their blood ritual culminates in an unexpected, passionate kiss. Most shocking is the revelation that Gabriel, the fallen star, is Scarlet's birth father, explaining her ability to see emotions as colors. "Even if we didn't share any blood at all," Tella reassures her terrified sister, "I would still call you my sister." In the midnight maze, where flowers respond to emotions, Legend reveals his vulnerability to Tella. Instead of proposing marriage, he offers immortality. This exposes a painful truth. Immortals cannot truly love, and if Legend loved Tella, he would lose his immortality and become vulnerable to death. "I can't imagine spending an eternity with someone who will never love me," Tella says as the flowers dim with her heartbreak. When fates attack during the celebration, Legend forces Tella to safety while confronting the murdered king and undead queen alone. Tella discovers her blood ritual with Jax created an immortal bond between them. In the Temple of Shadows, she approaches him with a ceremonial dagger to sever their connection. Despite his obsession, Jax allows her to break their bond as blood-red tears stream from his eyes. When Legend returns to Tella, he's transformed. "I left because I was terrified of falling in love with you. I don't need immortality. You're my forever," His choice proves true immortality lies not in endless existence, but in loving completely. After a bloody coup, Gabriel crowns himself emperor, with Scarlet as both empress and prisoner. He commands her to use her powers to transform Julian's love into hatred. Scarlet begins this terrible task, experiencing dark euphoria as her abilities strengthen with each thread of love she unravels. Unable to bear Julian's suffering, she bargains her magical abilities for his freedom. The sisters discover the fallen star's weakness, love, the emotion he spent centuries destroying. With help from the maiden Death and assassin Fate, they devise a plan with Scarlet impersonating her mother Paradise. Their scheme falters when Scarlet learns Gabriel's feelings weren't love, but toxic obsession. When he hurls deadly flames at Tella, Scarlet throws herself into their path. This sacrifice breaks Gabriel's defenses. When Scarlet, despite her burns, offers forgiveness, he confesses, "I loved her so much, it scared me." His human tears create the opening for Tella to deliver the fatal blow. Scarlet makes history as the first empress connected to the Fates. At her coronation, she wears a white gown adorned with blood-red roses, symbols of her pure intentions and the cost of peace. Julian gifts her gloves crafted from her magical dress, pieces that transform into ruby lace at her touch. These gloves perfectly blend magic and mortality, much like their relationship. Throughout the magical realm, Tella becomes known as the Fate Slayer. Her relationship with Legend deepens through mutual sacrifice. Initially, she pushes him away, fearing responsibility for his mortality. When Legend relinquishes immortality, he demonstrates that true love requires genuine vulnerability, risking everything for authentic connection. The sisters' bond forms the story's emotional core. Scarlet's protection of Tella evolves from duty to choice, while Tella's vengeance transforms into preserving love. Their journey reveals that family bonds strengthen through conscious choice rather than merely existing through blood. In this magical realm, human emotions possess transformative power. Love changes immortal beings, forgiveness heals ancient wounds, and vulnerable connection triumphs over isolated power as the true source of magic. The Deck of Destiny, once prison for the Fates, shows how powerful beings can be constrained by their nature. Each Fate has distinct powers, yet human vulnerabilities. The Fallen Star controls fire, yet remains vulnerable to love. The Prince of Hearts wields devastating control over emotions, yet can't defend against his own heart's desire. Throughout Valenda, magical objects manifest magic's price and power. The Reverie Key transports anyone its wielder pictures. Queen Azan's dress shifts like liquid starlight for protection. These objects were once Fates who transformed into artifacts upon loving mortals and dying. What elevates this story is its insight that amid dazzling illusions and deadly games, the truest magic lies in human connection, in vulnerability, forgiveness, and loving without reservation. These characters discover that one lifetime of genuine connection outweighs an eternity alone.